Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of the Bards Podcast, and today, I got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. We're going to talk about the world of AI and how AI has changed so much over the past year in 2023, and I'm also going to be talking about what it's looking like for this year, 2024, as everything within AI continues to continue expanding in so many ways. And, you know, will it be voice cloning? We're going to be talking about AI art. We're going to be talking about everything. And, you know, we're just going to be talking about how it's all changed and some of the new stuff with AI coming out this year. So, stick around. I think this is going to be a really good episode here. And if you're into that kind of stuff, then you might want to stay in here and listen to this. So without further ado, let's get the show started. This episode was made with Spotify for Podcasters, a wonderful way for anyone to start making podcasts and shows. This app is 100% free and allows anyone to start making a podcast. This program was formerly known as Anchor and has been rebranded as Spotify for Podcasters. It allows anyone to make podcasts and distribute them to any platform you wish. When you start, you can import audio, and it works just well. And if you're wanting to monetize it, you can do that as well without any restriction on audience, and anybody could monetize their own shows if that's what they want to do. So what are you waiting for? Go on Spotify for Podcasters, get it on the App Store, get it on Google Play, wherever you can, or go on the internet and use it on your PC or Mac. Alright, so right now we're talking a lot about AI today, and we're going to talk about a lot about how AI transformed in like 2023 and to this year and what has been happening. So really, I feel like, you know, ever since the beginning of the year when you had stuff like ChatGPT take off. Now, it was released sometime in November of 2022, but 2023 was the time where AI just took off, and then we had Bard, and then we had stuff like that, and then we had Open Assistant, and then we had all this stuff. So, we had stuff like ChatGPT, and by OpenAI, which is still by Microsoft, and they've even opened it up to Bing, you know, and Bing is now infiltrated with it. So a lot of stuff has gone down when it comes to that. Now I've used chat a lot. I've used it before when I first started, you know. I did a lot of stuff, make it do code, make it do some stuff, ask and make code for like a releasing virtual helium balloons to the sky, and even making it do TV show scripts. Like, I tried to make it do a Sopranos TV show script, try to make it TVMA oriented, but you know, because of how censored the AI is, it doesn't do too well with that kind of stuff, you know. It doesn't do too well with writing such scripts because of, you know, how censored the AI is. Now, I can see why they want to censor it, but, you know, if you're going to make a script like that, for example, a TVMA rated script, or hell, even a rated R script, you would want to make it so that way it would do all that and make that show. But I've also had to other stuff, like a script for Elf and stuff like that, and I even had it make a script for Transformers, calling it the Rise of the Decepticons. So just a lot of stuff I've done with it, but you know, and there are some things it doesn't do well. Like, I tried to see if, show me how to make Big Bang Snaps, not the little itty kitty bang snaps that, but it's the same concept, just bigger, big bang snaps. And of course it doesn't work, and I can understand, like, why, if, like, making other bigger dangerous explosives, but we're talking about bang snaps here. You know, the most thing that could happen is you could get hit by the gunpowder when you're throwing it. That's the most dangerous thing that could happen. Way of getting injured. But didn't let me do that. But I've tried other cool chat box, like Open Assistant, which I think is more internet oriented, so I could put a link in there. Maybe I could have it describe something in there, and it could do it, you know. I even had it do an try to write a summary report on my YouTube channel. Of course, it didn't have any, didn't get a lot of that stuff right, but I had to implement what it's all about and everything. And, you know, we're not, and next I'm going to be talking a lot about other stuff, AI-generated art, and there's a lot of stuff. For example, I've used artist.ai, it's an app, but there's, I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff online that you could use, but, you know, the idea is you put a prompt of something you want generated in art, which it will do, and a lot of this stuff is from the internet. They borrowed got these data, and they trained all that by getting all of them pictures, probably mostly from real artists who actually probably did take the time to make something like that that the AI is generating. I put in a prompt, generate an image of a total solar eclipse in the Midwest, which we will have coming up in the 8th of April. But I wanted to put that up there because I thought it would be an idea. And, but AI art generators are crazy. And we also have stuff like voice cloning. I have known a little bit about voice cloners in the past, like the Voice Keeper, and even before Lyrebird went over to Descript, it was actually a website, but it wasn't the best out there, but it was something you could use. And now we got this thing called 11 Labs, and 11 Labs is pretty dope because 11 Labs actually is realistic. I mean, think about it. 11 Labs is really realistic. If you've heard someone talk and you've heard stuff, voices that were cloned with 11 Labs, it is really crazy and dope. It does sound realistic. They do have subscriptions that you have to buy to access the cloner. Of course, you could do the starter plan, which is $5. Gives you access to the voice cloner, gives you 30,000 characters and quota, and a limited of 10 voices. But I upgraded it to the creator plan, which gives me 100,000 characters and an access of 30 custom voices. So you can do all this with 11 Labs. But it isn't just voice cloning, it's also dubbing, which I'm sure most of you know what that means. Taking a file and then putting it in another language, and it still preserves the original speaker, which is pretty good. So, and ever since 11 Labs became a thing, there's also been apps that have been infiltrating the App Store trying to do voice cloning. For example, last year I got this app called Voice Copy, and it's now called Clony AI now, which is I don't know why you even call that a name. But so basically they use the 11 Labs API. Everything is harnessed by 11 Labs. And, you know, you don't have as much control in how the voice sounds like, but it does work. Now, it's not really the best thing that's out there. Of course, if you're looking for a lightweight 11 Labs, I guess you could say that's something you could use if you're not looking to buy 11 Labs right now, even though, I mean, it is pretty really good to use. Right now, they have a token system where, you know, you get tokens to create audios. Now, for free users, it's not as good because it has 100 characters you can only generate. But, I mean, if you have a lot of tokens, I guess you could do a lot of that. I mean, it would take a lot of time. But, at the end, you could do it. But it used to be better than that. Before the update of June 2023, when they did all this stuff, and then they rebranded it, and then they introduced the token system, there are some things that turned for the worst. But you can earn tokens. One way is by sending a link to your invite. Well, first of all, giving people your invite code. And then they put it in there so that you go to the account page and then you go get earn tokens. And then you can put in someone's unique invite code and then hit redeem, and then you get 5 tokens. Before them was 3 tokens. Now it's 5. Now, if you do want to try out Colony, I'll put my invite code so you could at least get tokens to start. Because you probably won't get as much when you first start. I'm not sure. But I'll put my invite code, which is G2U365, I think, or something like that. So I have that, and but you know, all this stuff with AI, you know, is come a long way. And then we have stuff like RVC AI, which is pretty much open source, and it's more of speech to speech, and you know, clones voices and has a model, and you can use it. Now you probably need more of a powerful GPU, otherwise it'll suck. And of course, for me, it's not that great, but you do have RVC, and does pretty good of a job too. And it can sing well too, you know. Recently, 11 Labs has put their speech-to-speech stuff in there. I don't think it sings as well as using RVC when it comes to singing and doing stuff. I'm sure it'll be better like that in the future, but as right now, it's not that great. But, you know, we have RVC now, and, you know, it's been there for quite some time. It started sometime last year, but RVC is out. It's free and open source. You don't need to pay for nothing to use it. Basically, it runs locally on your web browser. So you launch it going to gotoweb.bat. It runs the batch file and then opens the thing to RVC to run locally on your machine in your web browser. So yeah, that's what RVC is about. And but yeah, RVC does some stuff, and it does a pretty good job. I mean, it could be good for AI covers. And we're also going to be talking about AI covers, too. You know, there's a lot of stuff that came out. The Banger app came out, which I get the lifetime fee for like $50, total $60 for taxes. But if you can use that and pay for that one time, screw it. Especially because my thing doesn't work well with RVC that good because it's slow. But before I did that, I used voicemy.ai, voicemy, which you could upload files and do AI covers, and they had stuff. And then recently this year, they locked that under a paywall. I mean, before there was a subscription, but having to make AI covers as being in the paywall was nothing. You know, you didn't have to do that. So then I went, started to look for something else that did, and then I heard a lot about Banger because it's been all over the place. And I've done AI covers and stuff, and just recently started using it. But last year I started doing AI covers, had like Juice WRLD singing stuff, so Squidward, Hotel Mario even, and even Eric Cartman from South Park, and just all these sorts of things. Recently I made Homer Simpson sing some songs with it. But yeah, it's pretty cool there with what you can do. Also, I wanted to talk about a little bit about this year when it comes to AI, because there's a lot of stuff. I mean, we still have a lot of stuff last year. You got Kits AI, and you have all this stuff. But this year, we have a lot of cool stuff with AI. I want to get to 11 Labs, because they have a lot of stuff going on this year. So they have their 11 Labs Reader app, which allows you to read books and articles, news, or you could write text in there. And you could use the voices that you've cloned, or they're pre-made. So if you've cloned it, so you can't clone anything with this app, but if you can use the stuff that you've already done, just log into your thing. Right now it's in beta, so right now I'm using it because I have test flight and I did all this stuff. And also 11 Labs recently just put out their sound effects generator. And I think this is a part of Sora because, you know, OpenAI has a Sora AI now and you can, like, do text to video now. Now, with this sound effects generator, it works so simple. You put in a prompt of what sound effect you want, and then it will generate the sound effect based on what you've put in the prompt. There are some things that I want to mention here for those who are non-sighted people, myself included. Now, there is some problems with accessibility with it. It does not work that well with most modern screen readers, except for I've done more tests and it does seem to work a little with NVDA. Could use some tweaking, but it works. So with some sound generations, you would do a clickable one for when play it, one for download. And it does work with that. As for JAWS for Windows and VoiceOver on iOS and iPadOS, it does not work. I'm not sure on Mac because I don't have one to use it and test it out, but I'm sure it probably doesn't work either if it doesn't work on VoiceOver for iOS and iPadOS. But I did mention that to Mr. Samuel, the one who was one in the team who works with 11 Labs, and hopefully they can get it to the engineering team to get this thing tweaked a little bit to include some accessibility changes. With that being said, I have used it to make a lot of sound effects. In fact, I put 3 of them on free sound, and there are still some more that I even made that I haven't put on free sound yet, but I need to put them on. But I've made a lot of stuff with it. I made, like, explosions with debris, people partying at a club with music in the background, fireworks sounds, farting noises, a person walking in the snow, which I did put on free sound, some rocket launch sounds, which I also put on free sound, and there are some sounds that I haven't put on there yet, but I need to put on there. So I'm going to play you some samples, you know, because there's a lot. Oh, and one more thing. I also have sounds of hail, you know, falling and stuff like that. So I'm going to play you some sounds that I've generated with 11 Labs, and you can be the judge, and I'm sure you'll like hearing those sounds that I made with it, and maybe you'll want to do it for yourself. So we'll play, and then we'll discuss.
Yeah.
All right, so you've heard these samples, and they are pretty good there. The samples that I've done with it, and the only ones I have on Freesound is Walking in the Snow and the rocket launch sounds. I plan to add some more to it. That way, I can put more AI-generated sound effects. And of course, I'll still be using this, well, with NVDA anyway. So, yeah, go to the sound effects page on 11 Labs. I'll put that down in the podcast description notes, because if you're an 11 Labs user or subscriber. Now, I'm not sure if this is only for subscribers. I would assume that is, but that is only because I am a subscriber, so I'm not sure on free users. You'll have to tell me that, so I'm not sure on that. Now, I also want to discuss another thing that just came out. It's called Suno.ai. Now, this one came out sometime, I don't know if this year or last year, but I think I heard about it a lot this year. And it basically works as a music AI. So what you do is, like I said, type a prompt and what you want the song to be generated as. And then it would generate a song based on the prompt. And of course, you can add lyrics if you want, and extend it if you want, but you could also just say, do something. Now, I have a sample that I wanted to use. So I was on Team Talk, and someone by the name of Dominic, who is also known as the Dominator on Elton, made a song with it, and it's called Shut Up. And basically, all he did was say, you know, why don't you just shut up? You know, and when I was talking to him on Team Talk, and he said, well, this song stands out because it tells you to shut up, and it asks, why don't you just shut up? Those were the words from him. So I'm going to play you a little sample. It's a short sample, but I'm going to play you this song that he made called Shut Up.
Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up? Shut up, shut up, shut up, why don't you just shut up?
So there you go, you heard that song. Now, I think Suno.ai is pretty clunky when it comes to accessibility. I mean, it can be done, but it's very iffy. It's not like the best thing out there, but I think it's something that needs to be done, you know, because it needs to be fixed a little bit, because I think there are some things that could make accessibility on Suno.ai even better than what it is now. You know, for example, using screen readers like I do right now. And I don't think it's really that great. I mean, it's usable, but I gotta get used to it and figure out how to do it when it comes to navigating the site and everything. So, but yeah, we've got Suno.ai, and they do have subscriptions you can use, but of course that did pretty good even as a free user. So, yeah, I would try out Suno.ai. Go in there and go to Suno.ai, spelled Suno.ai, and, see what you can do with it. Now, lastly, I want to talk about Sora AI, which was just released this year by, OpenAI, the same company who, worked on ChatGPT and stuff like that. And what they've done is they've, you know, done this thing where you put text in and it generates a video. Simple enough, right? Now, it doesn't have any sound. So, I think that's why sound effects generator became a thing. Because they realized, hey, we don't have a way to get Sora to make a sound of anything. You can't hear nothing. You know, so it'd be kind of boring to just generate a video and not hear nothing. So, I think that's how the sound effects generator became a thing with 11 Labs, because there was nothing that you could do to do that. So, with Sora being coming out, Sora does this thing where it does this thing and it will put your stuff in a video and it will work. Now, I would assume it was being tested. I'm not sure if it's released yet, but I'm sure it probably is, but because it's been a minute since I've heard about it, like last month or so. But they've been testing this out, and they've been working on Sora, and they've been doing stuff to make it really good. So we'll just have to see what happens when Sora becomes a thing, and we'll see how it works and the pros and cons of it. Of course, one thing is it's pretty much quiet. There's no sound, which is the reason why you have the sound effects generator and so on, which I hope it will be improved on by the time it goes by, because I think even the sound effects generator could be really good use. I just think the accessibility of it needs some work on, because it needs some tweaking, and, you know, once that will happen, it will work with most other ones besides just working with NVDA. So that's what I think about Sora. And that's what has pretty much transcribed into 2024 when it comes to AI. And, you know, we're coming up in for the fourth month of the year, and we'll just have to see what people can continue to bring with AI, and we'll have to see what 11 Labs does more and everything else does. So that's what's been going on with the world of AI now. Well, that'll be it for this new edition of the Bryant's Podcast. I hope you found this interesting, and if you like any of these, you can try out any of these AI tools and stuff that I talked about here in this episode, and get all these apps and all this cool stuff. So if you enjoyed this and if you liked it, you can send a voice message through Spotify for podcasters, leave a review on your platform, whichever you're listening to this on, and do all these things. And if you enjoy, you can listen to previous episodes from the past, so you can get an idea what this is about. And lastly, before I go, I'm also now on the Mastodon server, the Dragon's Cave on Mastodon. So you can go follow your boy on there, and I got a lot of cool posts and stuff that I've got through Mastodon. So hit me up there if you like, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Talk to you guys next time. Peace.